text, Hallmark Channel presents, Crown Media Productions. The Chicago skyline, its skyscrapers rising into a cold misty sky behind the expanse of the frozen lake. Title, Right Before Christmas. A brunette woman sleeps in a bed with red and white blankets. She smiles before opening her eyes and rolls over to tap the alarm on her phone. A Santa in white robes atop a Christmas tree sits in an apartment covered in garlands, bows, ornaments and lights. The woman makes coffee and sits on a sofa in Christmas-themed pajamas. She opens a laptop and looks at a photo of her and a man in a white coat smiling next to an eye test chart. She adds a cartoon wreath to the photo, puts them in a cartoon snow globe, and smiles at it. She picks up her phone.
Hey! I was just photoshopping you, Wes.
Not that Christmas card thing again.
Well, I could photoshop you out.
Can you?
Look, I know you're not a big holiday guy, but it's just a picture. With a wreath and some mistletoe. And maybe even a snow globe.
Jessica.
Okay, fine. No snow globe.
You want to grab drinks tonight?
Sure.
I'll text you.
Okay. Bye.
She hangs up and deletes the snow globe from the photos. She purses her lips and adds it again. She grins. On a website titled, Approve and Order Your Prints, she types in quantity 30 for same-day delivery. She clicks Order Prints. Outside, she exits a shop.
Merry Christmas!
She waves at a father and son. She beams and rubs her gloved hands together. In a shop, an older man watches TV.
What the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lamp over on it.
Let me guess. It's a Wonderful Life.
You caught me, Jess.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Never gets old.
Because you're romantic.
Not really. I mean, who's going to give someone the moon, right?
You never know.
Yeah, I kind of do. Wow, Joe. I've never seen these before.
A display of 3D Christmas cards.
I thought you were sending out photos this year.
I am, but these are for the guy in the photos. Can I get a hot cocoa today, Joe?
Extra marshmallows?
You know it.
Coming right up.
Thank you.
Outside, a young man bumps into Jessica.
Oh, sorry.
They continue on. Jessica goes into a musical instrument store.
Morning, Memes. More decorations?
You can never have enough Christmas.
Speaking of enough Christmas, how's Dr. Handsome?
Still bah humbug and still not a doctor.
He's an eye doctor.
That's an optometrist. He's an optician. An optometrist goes to med school. He fits people for glasses, which is important if you can't see. Anyhow, yes, I have a few plans lined up.
A Jessica Christmas?
No, but I bought him these 5 cards. I'm going to send him one every day this week. I think that'll get him into the spirit, right? I mean, who doesn't love opening a Christmas card?
I approve.
And then we're gonna go caroling on Wednesday, followed by ice skating on Thursday, leading up to Christmas Eve at Aunt Lila's.
Mimi narrows her eyes.
Too much?
How about you just stick with the cards?
Jessica pouts.
But aren't these cute?
They're so cute.
Oh, hey, Ruth. How's the recorder coming, Joshua?
He wants to try a new instrument for Christmas.
Guitar.
Ah, ladies love a guitar player.
But I keep telling him the violin looks better on college apps.
Well, there is always that. But sometimes the instrument picks the musician.
What do you play?
I play the cello.
That's the really big one, right?
Mm-hmm. That's actually why I picked it at first. I had a really mean bus driver, and it took up 2 seats. But turns out I ended up loving it. Go ahead and look around.
Seeing as we're on the subject of your love of the cello, did I mention my cousin at the Chicago Heritage Orchestra called, or maybe I called him?
Mimi,
turns out one of their cello players just left.
What a shame.
Just let me get you an audition.
I am way out of practice.
So practice.
Maybe another time.
The boy picks up a guitar.
That's a really great starter guitar.
You like it?
Yeah.
Looks cool.
Joshua?
His mom holds a violin. Later, he walks out with it frowning.
Thank you so much. He'll love it.
Bye, guys.
Merry Christmas.
They'll be back for a guitar before the new year. Trust me.
A text from Wes. 7 p.m. Primo's.
Dr. Handsome?
We're having drinks tonight at Primo's.
Primo's? The proposal palace.
It's near his office.
Do you know how many couples get engaged at Primo's?
He's not proposing. It's only been 3 months.
Man on a magazine cover.
Remember him?
Cute.
Very cute.
A man sleeps in a dark room. An older man opens the curtains.
Wake up, sunshine.
Huh. You didn't happen to bring me an espresso, did you?
That's a little outside of my job description.
You're my manager.
I'll see your brother. Get up.
They go downstairs.
So you ready for that Christmas gig?
What Christmas gig?
Yeah, how hard I had to work to get you that spot?
I'm opening for a 12-year-old. He should be at home with his parents.
He's 17 and he has 50 million followers.
When did fans become followers?
Oh, let's see about the time that you split up the band.
Todd, I'm not sure I want people following me. I'm not sure I want to get up there and sing that song again.
People love that song. You are that song. Unless, of course, you want to write a new one.
Love you on Christmas it is.
I thought so. Well, maybe that'll inspire you.
Photos of him in a tabloid.
I like their candy canes, don't you? Ooh, and I love crosswords.
The brother purses his lips. Snow falls on an army garage.
No, not Jax, please. Hey, can someone turn that off?
Hey.
Private Carter Winthrop?
Oh.
Woman in fatigues holds a box.
I thought you were just...
He stands.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like Christmas music, just not that. My sister, she...
Can you sign, please?
Sure, yeah.
Their hands brush.
Sorry.
He wipes grease off her hand.
I'm making it worse.
Here's your alternators.
She gives him the box.
You think I can alternate the last 2 minutes?
Not unless you have a time machine.
She leaves the garage.
Merry Christmas!
Another man in fatigues.
Smooth. You saw that?
Just tell her you like her.
What's the point? Shipping out in 2 weeks.
She's here now, you're here now. Seize the moment.
Pretty sure I just blew the moment.
Metal army dog tags hang around his neck. Dog tags that say Winthrop, CJ, hang on a photo frame of a man in uniform.
Good morning, CJ.
A woman gazes at the photo holding a coffee mug. She touches the dog tags. She turns to the phone.
Good morning, Jessica.
Morning, Auntie Lila.
Honey, you don't need to
check in on me every day. Although I appreciate it.
I know it's going to be a quiet Christmas this year with Carter away, but I am bringing Wes.
You asked him? Almost. Did you get your tree yet?
I think I'm going to skip it this year.
But you are making your famous fruitcake, right?
Working on it.
Sure.
Honey, don't
worry about me. In fact, I'm just on my way out. 13 shopping days, right? I love you.
I love you
too. Bye.
Aunt Lila hangs up. She looks out the window. A snow-covered neighborhood. Families push strollers and walk dogs. A man crouches to pet his small white dog. He looks up and sees her in the window. He smiles and waves. She backs away and folds her arms. The dog walker continues on. She wrinkles her nose. In Primo's restaurant, a photographer takes a couple's photo by a Christmas tree.
Let's do the proposal.
The man kneels.
Oh, honey, you're on the other knee.
Who's gonna know?
This is our place. I want to look back on this moment and remember exactly how you asked me.
The photographer's brows raise.
Now look into each other's eyes as if you are the only two people in the entire world on Christmas.
The boyfriend takes her hand.
Or at least this restaurant. All right. Got it.
They look at the camera.
They're perfect.
All right. I'm glad you're happy.
Luke, are you in a relationship?
No.
Great. I would really love to introduce you to one of my bridesmaids.
Thanks. I don't like the mixed words.
She's amazing.
No, I'm sure she is. I mean, I want to be focused on your wedding. I mean, be so
busy. You can meet her before the wedding. I have a really good feeling about this. So what is better for you, tomorrow or the day after? Do it. I'll just text you her info. You're going to love her. I have a good feeling. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
The couple leaves Luke with his jaw open.
What just happened?
He blinks and peers after them. A manager in a suit barges in.
Hey, Luke, so taking pictures of ornaments now. I need this room. Yeah, for the customers.
You're right. I'm on my way. I owe you, Primo.
Yes, yes, you do. You get to be Santa.
Santa every year, Primo.
That's at St. Mary's, but you also get to be Santa at my nephew's birthday. 9 a.m. sharp.
People sit at a table.
I want you to take good care of these guys. They're here for their anniversary, okay?
Thanks again, Primo.
Also,
see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Thank you.
Luke leaves as Jessica enters.
Make sure they have a great time, and then we'll get the next party.
She sits alone at a table for two. A text from Mimi. Call me the minute you see the ring. Jessica smiles and puts the napkin ring on her ring finger. She takes a photo of it. Text from Mimi, wow, he shouldn't have. Wes appears by the table.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh.
It's National Eye Exam Day.
Oh. Mary, C-H-R-I-S. I'm sorry. Am I making a spectacle of myself? So, Christmas shopping?
Not exactly.
Well, if you're wondering about what to get me, you can just get me the moon, George Bailey.
He furrows his brow.
It's a Wonderful Life? The movie?
I didn't see it.
Would you like to see a menu, Dr. Dave?
Can you give us a minute?
He lifts his wine glass.
Cheers.
They sip wine.
So.
Holidays are closing in.
Look, I know you think I'm overdoing it with the traditions and the plans, but just Christmas has always been so special to me. And this year, with my brother away and my aunt being alone, I just really want to keep that spirit alive.
Yeah, I know, which is kind of why I wanted to do this now.
He takes another drink of wine. She follows suit.
Jessica, we've been seeing each other for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they say? It takes 3 months to get to know somebody.
I've never heard that.
The thing is, we've had 20, 25 dates, not counting the phone calls, the texts, the emails. I think I know all I need to know for what I'm about to say. Jessica...
No! I mean, maybe. It's too soon. We haven't even said I love you yet. I mean, not that I couldn't love you in time, but... I mean, what if you are the one for me and I just don't know it yet? Oh, God.
She pulls back her hair and gulps.
I was gonna say, I think we should stop seeing each other.
What?
I think we've run our course. And I really need to focus on my practice. You left these in my place.
Oh.
He hands her a bag. The waitress returns to the table.
Are you ready to order, Dr. Dave?
Jessica blinks furiously and stands with her things.
You know, he's not even a doctor. He makes bifocals. I am so sorry.
She storms out. Mimi pours wine.
Who breaks up with someone at the proposal palace?
I am so humiliated.
And right before Christmas?
I don't want to marry him.
Of course you don't.
I don't even think I liked him that much.
I never liked him.
Why didn't you say anything?
Would you have listened?
No.
Jessica scowls.
Sweetie, this is what you do. You pick the same stuffed shirts that you're never gonna really fall for. And when it ends, well, you don't feel anything.
I feel stupid.
And tomorrow you're gonna feel relieved.
Jessica drops her head on the table.
You've been through a lot.
Who hasn't?
You lost your parents, Jess. You're so young. That changes everything. I know. But you can't keep picking the wrong guys just to avoid feeling hurt. One day, the right one's gonna come along and he's gonna be worth the risk.
Or I just stop.
Stop what?
All of it.
Yeah, I'm taking a holiday from dating. And while I'm at it, I'm taking a holiday from the holidays.
That's ridiculous.
No, this year Christmas will just be another day on the calendar between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
You'll spend Christmas with us and John's parents in Michigan, Auntie Lila too.
Thank you, but she doesn't want to celebrate this year either. We are fine right here, just the two of us.
She taps on her phone and beams at Mimi, who cocks her head.
I feel better already.
It's open!
A bearded man comes in with packages.
Hi, honey. Hi, Jess.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Is it?
He stares at her.
This was outside the door.
Oh, thanks.
He hands her a small box. She pulls out the card she printed of her and Wes in the snow globe. She drops the box and smiles sweetly. She carries a container of Christmas decorations to a closet and stacks it atop more boxes. Next to the boxes is a poster of Jax. She picks up a smaller red box and opens it. It's filled with Christmas cards. She closes the closet and sits at the table with the box of cards. She pulls one out and reads it.
Jessica, we're so proud of the amazing young woman you have become. Love, Uncle CJ and Aunt Lila.
More cards.
Dear Jessica, for always knowing how to put a smile on my face, we will be friends forever. Love, Mimi.
You're the best sister a guy could ask for. Thanks for always being there for me. Love, Carter.
She puts the cards aside and pulls a stack of new Christmas cards out of a bag, fanning them on the table in front of them and smiling fondly down at them. She picks up a card with a snowman on the front and opens it. She writes,
"Dearest Lugnut, I bought these for someone else. And now I think they were for me."
Snow falls gently on a blue mailbox outside. Jessica strides to it and looks down at the stack of red envelopes in her hands. She holds them to her chest briefly before slipping them into the mailbox slot. The music store. A baby in a carrier. Aww. Mimi grins, leaning over it.
And Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Jessica.
There's that look again.
What look?
The one you get every time you see a baby.
Don't you think you should talk to John?
We agreed we'd wait. You also agreed that you'd work out every day and only eat egg whites.
Okay, that was unrealistic.
Yeah.
Are you really gonna wait another 3 years? 2.9 years.
Okay.
Did you get me a card?
Maybe.
Mimi opens a card. It pops open into a 3D angel scene.
It's so cute. Merry Christmas to my best friend, who's always there in good times and bad, and who always tells me the truth. And I always will.
Me too.
They hug.
And right now, the truth is, I have something for you.
What? We said no presents.
It's not a present. It's an audition. I called my cousin.
No.
Day before Christmas, and since you were jilted, you're completely available.
Mimi? No.
No more excuses.
I told you, I am out of practice.
You have all week. What's the worst that could happen?
I humiliate myself in front of the Heritage?
And who hasn't done that once or twice?
Jessica rolls her eyes. At an ice rink, men play hockey.
Chase!
Luke and Primo in the box.
Getting slow in your old age.
So blind date, huh? I thought you swore off those things.
I got roped in. The bridesmaid for the wedding I'm shooting?
Ah, What time?
Coffee. 10 o'clock.
So what, you'll be done at, what, 10:05? I'm just saying, you haven't been in a real relationship in a while. And, by a while, I mean years. Let's go, let's go!
Well, maybe I'm waiting for the right one.
Right one? How would you know? You never give anyone a chance.
I gave someone a chance 3 years of my life.
So you grew apart. What happens?
She left me at the altar, Primo. Remember?
Remind me again, you still single?
No, I'm not. I'm married to a restaurant. Remember? We have a very good relationship.
Luke skates out onto the ice. A woman talks to no one in a cafe.
Did you? I loved you.
Luke squints at her.
How could you do this to me? I loved you.
Leslie?
Luke?
Am I interrupting?
No, I was just running lines.
Phew.
I have a really big audition later.
You're an actress.
Yeah, and you're a wedding photographer.
More than just weddings.
Headshots?
Sometimes.
Well, look at this.
A headshot.
It's awful, right?
No, I think you look great.
But you could do better. I saw the proposal pictures. Amazing.
Thank you.
Maybe you could do my new headshot.
Sure. Yeah.
What can I get you?
I'll have the latte, the Christmas blend.
That's a good choice. You know what? Make that too, please. Thank you.
I love blind dates. Even if it's bad, something good can still come out of it, right?
I've pretty much had the opposite experience.
You want any dating apps?
No. I like to think of myself as a man of fate.
You mean like locking eyes across a crowded room?
Something like that, yeah.
She rests her chin on her hand.
Could you do me a big favor? Would you mind reading this with me before our drinks come?
Oh, no, I'm not an actor.
It's only one page. I'm just so nervous about this audition.
Sure.
You're Mike and I'm Claire.
I'm Mike. Mike. Okay. Claire, I can't explain.
Could you do this to me? I trusted you. I loved you.
It's not what you think.
You make me sick.
She stomps away. Everyone in the cafe stares.
Do you want this to go?
Yeah.
In his apartment, Luke shuffles through mail. He opens a red envelope. He pops open the 3D Hallmark card. A snowman and animal band scene. He turns it over, smiling.
Dear Mrs. Miller, thank you for introducing me to the one lasting love of my life. Music. Merry Christmas. Love, Jessica.
He sets the card on the counter. Aunt Lila walks out to her mailbox wrapped in a blanket. Families pass her house, and the dog walker. He and she smile at each other and she goes inside, dropping a red envelope on her way. The dog walker rushes to it.
Oh, excuse me, you dropped something.
He hands her the envelope.
Thank you.
The dog runs into the house.
Listen, come back here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right, you can come in.
The dog jumps on the sofa.
Well, he's smart. He picked the best seat in the house.
Blitzen. Oh, boy.
The envelope falls.
Blitzen, huh? You're a little small for a reindeer. How long have you had him?
Oh, no, he's not mine. Yeah, the friend of mine moved and couldn't take him with him, so I'm trying to find him his forever home.
You know, I had a dog like you when I was growing up. You're very handsome.
Well, thank you.
She eyes him.
I'm sorry, just...
They shake hands.
I'm Tom.
Lila.
Pleasure.
I'll get him some water.
Can I get you a bowl of water, too?
No, thank you. I had one earlier. I'm gonna take an ad out after Christmas, but I haven't gotten a good photo yet.
Is that even a dog?
I know. He just wouldn't sit still.
Blitzen, here's some water.
Blitzen drinks from the bowl.
Coffee for one. I got one of those last Christmas from my daughter.
Mine's from my niece.
Apparently they don't think we can handle caffeine anymore.
Who do they think they are? Even if they're right.
Blitzen stares up at them.
So do you live nearby?
I'm over on Maple. Those new condos, I moved in after my wife passed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. When did she pass?
It's going on 3 years now.
My husband passed 2 years ago.
I'm sorry too, Lana.
She smiles tightly and nods.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you.
You too, Tom.
Happy holidays. We will, we'll let ourselves out. Come on.
Bye, Blitzen.
Tom and the dog leave. Lila rests on the counter and smiles to herself. A woman in army fatigues puts a red envelope on a counter.
I've got this for Private Winthrop.
He picks it up and grins at it.
Merry Christmas, Jess.
Let's see what we have for you today.
He sees the woman from the garage.
Hey, you again. You come here often?
Every day.
Right, yeah, me too. Got any plans for the holidays?
Waiting for my orders.
I'm heading to Germany. Did you know that gingerbread is from Germany? Yeah, they call it the Kutchenplatzen, I think.
Anything for Private Angie Dawson?
Let me have a look here. No, sorry, Angie. Maybe try again tomorrow.
Angie nods and walks away. Carter follows her.
Hey, look, I wanted to apologize.
For what?
Being a complete idiot around you. Normally, I am extremely charming.
Really?
Okay, I'm somewhat charming.
Cute card.
Ah, yes, the snowman. Perfect guy, well-rounded and not afraid to carry a broom.
Who's it from?
My sister. She's pretty amazing.
You must be close.
Yeah, she's kind of been my rock solid.
Angie looks down.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's just my first Christmas away from home.
Mine too.
You're lucky to have family like that.
She turns and walks away. He stares after her, then looks down at the snowman card in his hands.
Your social media manager says you should post 3 times a day.
I have a social media manager?
Yep.
Me.
Whatever that is, I don't want it.
He pulls the selfie stick back.
What's that?
A Christmas tree pop-up card.
It's from a fan.
You mean follower?
No, I don't mean follower.
Well, what's it say?
I was the soundtrack of her life. She says my music helped her get through the loss of her parents.
Todd nods.
Your music helped me get through a tough time, too.
You never told me that.
Should have.
Jax blinks at him. He looks down at the card and bites his lip. A group home. Luke sits in a Santa costume.
Merry Christmas, Daisy.
Who's next?
Billy.
Boy, you're getting so big, Billy.
Now, tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
A giant Christmas tree.
A giant Christmas tree, huh? Let me see what I can do. Deal? Deal.
They fist bump.
All right. Say cheese.
Nighttime over the snowy city. Jessica walks into a building holding a shopping bag. She goes upstairs. A man in a long coat gets out of an SUV and follows her in. She ascends the stairs and looks over her shoulder. He digs his hands in his pockets.
I've got pepper spray.
Jessica Winthrop?
Santa?
Luke still wears red pants.
Right. I'm coming from somewhere.
The North Pole?
North Side.
A card.
You sent this to my mother.
Your mother is Mrs. Miller?
I usually just call her Mom. She's in Kenya for a year, teaching.
Oh, that is so wonderful. It must seem crazy me writing to her since I haven't seen her since I was 10. Why don't you come in?
You know, I don't think sending a card is crazy at all. She did introduce you to the one lasting love of your life.
You read it?
Okay, in my defense, she asked me to open her mail. I read it to her over the phone. Apparently, you were my mother's most promising student.
She remembered me?
No. You mean your nickname? Messy Jessie? Should I ask?
Nope, you should not.
Anyway, I just thought you should know. It really touched her. Like what she did mattered, you know?
She drops bags.
Okay. Sorry.
Let me give you a hand.
They bump.
Oh, ow! I am so sorry. That was my fault. I have a really hard head.
You really do.
Music books.
Well, looks like you still play.
Oh, a little. I own strings and notes on Wabash.
By the donut shop?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've never been in. I'm not musically inclined.
But your mom is a music teacher.
Yeah, she made the mistake one Christmas of giving me a camera, and that was it for me, so...
Their hands touch picking up apples.
There you go.
Thanks.
It was a recital. And my mom's living room, where I first saw you. You were that girl hiding behind your cello. Anyway, your apple?
Thank you.
They stand.
It was great seeing you again, Jessica.
You as well, Mrs. Miller's son.
That's right.
He points to the air.
Call me Luke.
Luke.
He leaves. She shakes her head and cringes. Daytime in the city. Jessica strolls on the snowy sidewalk holding a coffee. Luke stands outside the music shop leaning on a cello case.
Donut?
No Santa pants?
Clashed with my shirt. Nice place.
Thanks.
You probably wonder what I'm doing here.
Yeah, kinda.
He taps the case. Inside, they open it.
Oh, it's beautiful. May I?
Please.
Is this your mother's?
One of her favorites.
You're not selling it, are you?
No. Actually, she has instructed me to give it to you.
What?
Christmas present.
No. I couldn't.
She insists. You can check the 15 emails she sent me if you don't believe me.
But all I did was send her a card.
Well, that card brought me here.
Wow. Okay, well then I should probably confess that I originally bought that card from my ex-boyfriend, but he dumped me before I could send it.
Luke suppresses a smile.
Sorry.
No,
ouch.
No.
I shouldn't be laughing.
It's okay. It's all right. I actually bought 5 of them, so I sent them to the most important people in my life, so it actually turned out kind of perfectly.
I'm not trying to be nosy, but who are the other 4?
My best friend, my brother, my aunt, and a guy in a boy band.
Boy band?
Mm-hmm. Jax.
Oh.
Okay, before you judge me, his music got me through a really tough time.
Whatever you say. Just take the cello.
How do I thank her?
Well,
he hands her a bow.
I guess she can start by playing it.
Jessica takes the bow and sets the fingers of her left hand in position on the upper strings. She draws the bow across the lower strings. Mimi enters.
Don't stop.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. She's auditioning for the Heritage.
That's incredible.
It's a long shot.
Not from what I just heard.
It was the cello, believe me.
I've heard that cello before, and it has never sounded like that. But if you ever tell Mrs. Miller that, I will totally deny it.
Mom's a word.
Hi. Anyway... Good luck.
Thank you, you too. I mean, Merry Christmas.
One more thing. Who did the tree?
Jessica.
You don't by chance have a free hour after work, do you?
She can go right now. This place practically runs itself.
You know, I'm actually taking a break from dating for a while, so.
Okay. It's great, but actually I'm wondering if you could help me pick out a tree, ornaments, you know, whatever it is you did there.
Oh,
she'd love to.
Yeah?
Sure.
Jessica shrugs. Tom and Blitzen walk by Lila as she checks the mail.
Oh, hello, you two.
You pulled me the whole way here.
Any luck finding his forever home?
No, not yet.
Blitzen. Don't worry, boy. Well, maybe if you groom him and take a new photo.
Yeah, dog grooming is, not really in my wheelhouse, but I'm game.
Lila regards him for a moment.
I have some Christmas decorations in the house. We could spruce them up if you want to take a picture.
Yeah, let's.
What do you say then? Listen, come on. Let's clean you up.
They go in.
My niece sounds great.
She is. And Carter is in the military.
Oh, you must be very proud.
I am. Their parents died when he was a baby, but Jessica was 13. Hit her really hard. And over the years, she stopped taking chances.
I can understand that.
Let's put a bow in your hair.
On behalf of dogs everywhere, let's not, especially if I'm going to be walking him.
Okay, just in his collar then.
Oh, boy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Their gaze meets. Tom snaps a photo of Blitzen and sits next to him.
Hey, let's take one with all three of us.
Okay. Oh.
He takes a selfie of them all.
Oh, that's great.
He pats Blitzen.
You know, he can stay with me until you find him a forever home.
Are you sure? That could be a while.
I'm sure.
He smiles at her. She strokes Blitzen's neck. On the army base, Carter jogs. He stops when he sees Angie.
Hey.
You okay?
Because I practically cried over a Christmas card. I'm fine.
Just checking.
Thanks. I guess your card just reminded me that my family's... Actually, it's just two of us. Me and my mom. She stopped talking to me when I enlisted.
I'm sorry.
She's afraid something will happen to me. She can't understand this is what I want.
Guess it can be hard for some people.
Yeah.
Plus, Christmas and all, you know, it's the time when people get homesick.
Even when you're home.
Where's home?
Florida.
Oh, yeah, all the sun and oranges. That must be brutal.
You can't build a snowman with orange peels.
Wait, you've never built a snowman?
No. You?
From Chicago. We build like three a day. Come on.
They jog on together. Jax writes seated at a piano.
Fly away. Find my way. Back home.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
You're up early.
I'm ready.
On a napkin.
I wrote Love You on Christmas on a paper towel.
Speaking of which, shouldn't you be rehearsing?
I'm gonna be doing a new song.
Pretty sure they don't want a new one.
Convince them.
Jack.
Do you remember the band's first gig? Christmas Eve at that little dive near the L tracks?
Remember, yeah. I had to give the club order my watch just to get to that spot.
All of us together. That was real music.
Yeah.
I gotta find that feeling again.
Okay.
Woke up 2 weeks before Christmas, singing the same old song.
3 weeks before Christmas? 2 weeks before Christmas.
A tree lot.
Norway spruce. It's pretty, but drops needles kind of quickly.
Good to know.
Noble fir. Holds heavy ornaments.
Are you an arborist?
No, I'm just someone who overdoes Christmas. Or at least I used to. I'm trying to cut down a little bit.
Pretty sure they're worse habits. Christmas is about love. You can never have too much love, right?
Where'd you hear that?
Wedding vows.
You married?
No. No, I just go to a lot of weddings. I'm the guy behind the camera saying, cheese. You know, I used to think I was going to change the world with my photos. Turns out that doesn't pay the bills. So, it's wedding dresses and I do's.
I'm giving people memories.
It's true.
Ah, Christmas fur. The king of Christmas. Great needle retention and the best smell.
Sold.
It's a little big, don't you think?
Nope.
Do you live in a department store?
Rockefeller Center.
Ah, perfect then.
Now I just need a couple hundred feet of Christmas lights and 50 pounds of tinsel. We'll be good to go.
Great.
They drive with the tree strapped to the car.
You skate?
Hockey. You?
Figure eights.
You know, we play every Wednesday and Friday nights at Lincoln Park Rink if you ever want to join us.
But I...
No, not a date. Just a skate.
He scowls at the radio.
Oh.
That's a classic.
So is the Chipmunk song.
Oh, and I like that one, too.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
On my top 10 list.
Oh, thanks. You call yourself a music aficionado.
He points up.
Hey, you mind if we drop this enormous coil off on our way? I'm just not sure I'm man enough to carry it in on my own.
So what? You give me one priceless cello and all of a sudden I'm your personal holiday assistant?
Santa needs his Mrs. Claus.
Technically, her name is Mrs. Kringle.
And I suppose you know her first name, too.
Oh, I do. It's actually Jessica.
Please tell me you're not named after Mrs. Kringle.
No, I was not.
Jessica and Kris Kringle. Got a ring to it.
Yeah, she does.
The car pulls to a stop outside of the group home.
We're here.
I thought the tree was for you.
No. I already have a tree.
They get out.
Is it Primo's?
Please tell me this isn't some sort of proposal tree.
What? No. St. Mary's.
Oh. Well, that's so nice.
I'm kind of attached to the place.
Oh, you know someone there?
Yeah, just about everyone. I volunteer there a lot. Oh. Actually, I spent a few years there myself way back when, until Mrs. Miller found me.
Oh.
You want a hat? Got an extra?
Why not?
All right.
Photos fall.
Oh, so sorry.
No worries.
Wow, these are beautiful.
Thank you.
He puts on Santa coat.
Oh, wow.
A photo of a full moon over a snowy pine forest.
Keep it.
What? No, I...
You want the moon? Just say the word. Throw a lasso around it. I'll pull it down.
She looks from the photo to him.
Now, come on. Grab the end of this tree.
She smiles and puts on a Santa hat. Jessica and Luke carry the tree into the group home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Santa has entered the building. Oh, oh, oh.
The kids gather around them.
You remembered?
Well, of course I remembered. Now how could I forget you? Hmm? And you, and you, and you, and you, and you. And I'm going to help you decorate this tree right after I take Mrs. Kringle here back to the North Pole.
Now, wait a second, Santa. Do you remember what happened the last time I left the decorations up to you?
Not offhand.
Hmm. Well, let's just say it ended with a tipped over tree and an electrical shortage.
Oh, it's all coming back to me now.
Yes.
Oh, oh, oh. Well, Mrs. Kringle here listens to boy bands.
Well, did you know that Santa eats donuts for breakfast?
Who doesn't? Oh.
He rubs his belly. Lila unpacks decorations in her garage.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Tom.
You're back.
I got some things for Blitzen.
Oh, thank you.
He sees the classic red car.
72 Scamp. She is beautiful.
So
my husband's. The lug nut was crazy about this car. He must have taken it apart and put it back together 20 times.
When was the last time you drove it?
I haven't. He wanted me to, but probably just sell it now.
You know, cars are like us. It's not good for them to sit around. Have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
She shakes her head.
Actually, I haven't started.
Neither have I.
He opens the car door and Blitzen jumps inside. Lila smiles. She drives the car out of the garage with Tom in the passenger seat. Angie walks out of a building and sees Carter leaning against Humvee with reindeer antlers on the grill.
You requisitioned a car for your supply run?
That doesn't look regulation, Rudolph.
They grin at each other and get in the vehicle. Carter drives down a snowy country road.
Did you get your orders yet?
No. Hopefully somewhere with snow.
You really like snow.
I spent a lot of years hearing about these white Christmases.
Hang on.
He frowns and directs the Humvee to the ditch. The road stretches into the distance with nobody in sight. Carter hops up and looks at the engine. He steps down. Angie stands next to him with arms hugging her chest.
Electrical short. I got this. Just need to wait till the engine cools.
You know, there's something I've been wanting to do.
Okay.
She smiles coyly.
Like a snowman.
Oh.
What did you think I was going to
say? That's absolutely what I thought you were going to say. Goodbye.
They roll a snowball to two stacked balls of snow.
When I was little, my mom and I used to make little snowmen with mashed potatoes. We'd use olives for eyes and a little carrot nose.
They hoist the snowman's head on top.
Mashed potato snowman. It's quite the tradition.
I'd forgotten about it. Till now.
He scoops up more snow and smooths it on the snowman. Angie picks up snow and packs it, suppressing a smile.
What are you doing with that?
No, no, no.
She hits him with it. He falls in the show. They put an army hat and scarf on the snowman, which now has a smiling face. They bump fists. Inside Jax's mansion, he plays the piano. Todd enters. Todd waves with tight lips.
Okay, what is it?
The gig fell through.
What, did the 12-year-old lose all his followers?
Nope, he's still playing. You're just not opening for him.
Jax frowns.
I told them that you wanted to play a new song, and they said no. So, I said no.
You said no? To a paying gig?
Yeah. Well, like somebody said, it's about the music.
Jax sits back.
You're not mad, are you?
Mad?
Look,
Jax stands and hugs Todd.
Thank you for believing in me.
I've always believed in you. You're my brother.
Well.
Hey, so, let's hear that song.
Yeah, it's a Christmas song.
Yeah, that's a good start.
I've had this tune stuck in my head all week. Okay. Check it out. It's good, right?
Oh.
Relax. I got this.
I know you do.
You know what I don't have, though? A band.
I'll call the boys.
No. I'll do it. I'll call Tim and Perry. The beginning of my apology tour.
He squeezes Todd's shoulders and walks out.
Thanks, bro.
Todd taps his fist on the piano. The group home. Jessica and Luke leave.
Wow, we were there for 6 hours.
It's like
6 first dates. If this were a date, which it's not.
Your dates only last an hour?
Sure. 5 minutes tops. I spend the rest of my hour just being polite.
5 minutes?
Well, come on, you know in the first 5 minutes, right?
No.
You're telling me it takes you 3 years to figure out if it's gonna work with somebody, huh?
I can't say because I've never been in a 3-year relationship. I mean, mine usually end around the 3-month point.
3 months?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 90-day warranty?
5 minutes? Like the grace period in a parking lot?
So who's more messed up, you or me?
I'm gonna go with you. But then again, I'm alone too, so I can't really talk.
Touché.
Oh no, that's him, that's him.
Who?
The guy that just dumped me.
Fake doctor guy?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't want to see him.
Taller than I thought.
She grimaces.
Here.
He holds her hands.
What are you doing?
You don't have to see him. But he can see you.
Holding hands with Santa?
Works for me.
She glances over her shoulder at Wes and cringes.
Or how about Jessica kissing Kris Kringle?
That works for me, too.
Okay, but let's just be clear. This is not real.
Oh. Fake kiss.
Yes.
Fake doctor. Fake Santa. I got it.
Wes walks to his car and looks over at Jessica and Luke. They kiss tenderly. Wes's eyes widen and his jaw drops.
Did he see?
Who cares?
Wes drives away, glaring. Jessica steps back from Luke.
Okay, I'm gonna take a cab now and
no,
go.
I'll take you.
No,
it's no,
no
problem.
No, but thank you.
She waves and dashes into the street, hailing a taxi. Luke watches her get in, his eyebrows raised wistfully. An envelope on the floor. Jessica bends and picks it up. Inside, a photo of the group home kids with Santa and Mrs. Kringle. She beams. In the store, she plays the cello, her eyes closed. Mimi enters.
Never sounded better. And don't say it's the cello. It's you.
Just, I don't want to make an idiot of myself at the audition.
You won't.
I might.
So, what if you do? It's the heritage. I'm sure they've seen plenty of hacks before.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better. Thank you.
And I feel better knowing that you haven't given up on romance and Christmas.
Mimi.
You bought a tree together, you decorated it, you went caroling, and he gave you a jello. All in less than 24 hours, not to mention, I like him.
You don't even know him.
I know he wears Santa pants.
I told you that?
By the way, your last boyfriend ironed his jeans.
You know way too much information.
Just tell me if you're gonna see him again.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, how was it left? Did he ask you out?
Did he shake your hand?
Jessica rubs her neck.
You kissed.
Okay. It wasn't real. Wes was there. That's why it happened. It was purely tactical.
What does that even mean? You know, I don't care. Who kissed who?
I don't remember.
Did he move in first or did you? Well, what do you remember?
Nothing. We kissed, and I forget the rest.
That is so romantic.
Oh. Hey, Ruth.
Hey, Joshua.
We were wondering if Joshua could switch to the guitar.
Of course you can.
The boy hands over the violin.
Oh. You owe me dinner.
Oh, that looks so cool.
What a beautiful picture.
Oh, yeah, it's the kids at St. Mary's.
St. Mary's? That's downtown, right?
Yeah. The photographer who took it, Luke Miller, he spends a lot of time with the kids down there.
Does he have a website?
Yeah, I think so.
Jax plays piano.
Woke up 2 weeks before Christmas, singing the same old song, finding my way through the seasons. And look.
He stands and looks at his tablet, where the doorbell camera shows two men smiling and waving. Jax opens the door.
Birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Good to see you, man.
Long time, bro.
How long has it been?
9 years, two album flops, and a partridge in a pear tree. Ooh, what a dump.
I live in two rooms. I don't know what the rest are for.
Remember our old apartment? One room for all of us?
Taking turns sleeping in the hallway.
Standing up.
I don't even remember why we broke up.
You wanted to go solo.
Didn't work out so well.
Yeah, we know.
We know.
Look, I'm sorry, guys. I was stupid and selfish and...
Young. Mm-hmm. We all were. We've all made mistakes. I'm just really glad you called.
Me too.
Yeah. Me three. So, what's this I hear about a new Christmas song?
I don't know if you guys are ready, but follow me.
Luke takes a group photo at Primo's.
Got it. Perfect.
The bride.
So, I heard you went out with Leslie.
Kind of.
It was sweet of you to offer to take her headshot.
I did.
Hi, Luke. So I was thinking, I brought a change of wardrobe. Maybe we do some shots right now.
The thing is, I have a hockey thing. It's my end Christmas game. I'm already running late.
I love hockey. She does.
Luke falters. Lila.
Now, Blitzen, this is my famous fruitcake. You may think you want some, but you don't. Trust me. Let's get you your kibble for one.
She lifts him off the counter.
Oh, such a good boy.
A red envelope.
Oh, that's where that went.
She opens it. A dog-themed Christmas card.
Dear Aunt Lila, it wouldn't be Christmas without you, and I wouldn't be the person I am today if you and Uncle CJ hadn't been there for me. You taught me to be kind, be strong, and always believe in myself. I'm lucky. I'm blessed. Thank you. Love, Jessica.
She blinks back tears. Jessica scrolls through photos of nature on Luke's photography website. She answers a video call.
Are you crying?
Lila.
I just read your Christmas card, and I wanted to thank you. Being in your life and Carter's life has been the greatest joy of my life. Oh, now you're gonna make me cry. Are you watching a dog movie? No, I'm watching a real dog. Listen, this is Jessica. Oh, that's so sweet. He's with me till he's adopted. But honey, how are you? Are you getting out? Just because some fake doctor did you a favor and broke up with you doesn't mean you need to be sitting around. I'm not. Oh, time for a walk. Love you. Bye. Love you. Mwah. Bye.
Jessica hangs up and smiles, scrolling through more photos of winter forests and hockey on a lake. She stands. At the ice rink, Leslie poses by the goal with a stick, thrusting out her rear. Luke snaps photos.
That's good.
I like it.
Chin up. There we go.
Primo skates up.
Sorry to interrupt. We're dropping the puck.
Leslie. Primo, Leslie.
Hey.
Hey.
You did that toothpaste commercial.
Yeah, you saw that?
Saw it. Yeah, I even bought some. See? It works. No, you didn't tell me you were working with a celebrity.
No.
Look at this.
Stop.
Keeping secrets. You coming, right? Yeah, give me a minute. All right.
You good?
Can you just take one of me skating? It's the last one, I promise.
I'll be there in a minute. Yeah, take your time. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Leslie falls into his arms.
Okay. You okay?
Jessica comes into the rink and stops in her tracks when she sees Luke holding Jessica up on the ice. She nods and turns to leave, her skates still slung over her shoulder. Jessica and Mimi.
They were ice skating together, and she was gorgeous. Not more gorgeous than you. John, tell her she's more gorgeous than the ice skater.
I'd have to see the ice skater. Of course you are.
Plus, she could be his sister. Or his mother.
Definitely wasn't his mother.
Grandmother?
People don't skate with their grandmothers, Mimi.
The point is, it's not going to work out. Anyway, what was so important that you guys had to bring me here so early?
Mimi shows her the pop-up card.
This.
What?
You said, my friend who always tells me the truth. Well, John read it, and it turns out we haven't been exactly honest with each other.
You haven't?
We made some promises when we got married. But things changed, and we were afraid to tell each other.
But your card got us talking, and we made a decision.
Oh, no.
We're not waiting 2.9 years.
Jessica gapes.
What? We want to have a baby? ASAP.
You guys are going to be the best parents.
And you're going to make the best godmother.
She can call me Auntie Jess.
Unless it's a he.
Yeah, I'll teach him how to play the cello.
Isn't that kind of big for a baby?
He won't have time. He's playing football.
Okay.
Lila opens her door.
Good morning.
Hey, you two. You ready to walk?
Let me get his leash. I couldn't resist. Christmas leash.
Well, we could all use a new leash on life, right? Something smells good in here.
Fruitcake.
With the famous fruitcake as a doorstop?
Yep.
Do I get to try it?
Oh, we don't eat it. It's famous for being hard as a rock. It's a family tradition.
Oh, Lila, I've got some news. Someone I know, she and her husband are looking for a dog. I showed them a picture of Blitzen and they'd like to meet him.
Oh, that's great.
You okay?
Of course. A forever home.
I said that we'd bring him by tomorrow, if that's all right?
Sure. Well, Blitzen, we should take an extra long walk, shall we?
Blitzen wags his tail. Lila smiles, then inhales and her smile fades. They go outside.
After you.
Jax, Tim, and Perry. It's 3 days before Christmas, and y'all in the same room. So I'm going to ask what the fans want to know. Are we talking reunion?
Well, maybe.
He says yeah. This guy. I mean, we were friends before we were a band, so that's really the most important thing.
Yeah. Come on, Jax. More important than the music?
Yeah. That's what Christmas is all about, being together with the people you love.
All right, I feel that. Now, last time you guys were in town, you played Horizon Center, right?
Yes, we were. It's a hot show, right? Yeah. And the first time we played here was for about 20 people, half of whom were our parents.
That's what I like to call a nice cozy audience.
Nice way to put it. Yeah.
So where's it going to be this time?
Trying to get that exclusive.
What do we think we're all doing here, man?
Come on, that's too easy. How much fun would that be? Yeah.
All right, hey.
You heard it here first. Jack and the boys are back. You know the music, you know the band, you love them all. Want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, guys.
Luke listens and reads email.
Hello, Luke. I write for the South Shore Daily newspaper. Jessica at Strings and Notes showed me your photo of St. Mary's. Could we talk? Thank you, Ruth Smith.
He writes back, Hello, Ruth. Yes, you can call me. In the music shop, Jessica sets down a tuba. Mimi.
Look who's having a pop-up concert.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen Jax in concert since I was 14.
And now you have your braces off.
Yes, I do.
Oh, no. Jerk alert. I'll get rid of him.
No, I got this.
I'll be in the back, sharpening a drumstick.
Wes comes in.
So, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
You left this in my car.
Envelope.
How thoughtful of you.
Look, I just wanted to talk to you in person. I was insensitive.
I can think of another word.
I got scared. All the holidays and family stuff and the traditions. I never had that, and
It kind of freaked me out.
It wasn't all you. I knew things weren't right between us. I couldn't admit it then. But you were right.
Maybe I wasn't. Could we just forget the last few days and try again?
Oh.
She blinks.
Actually, I can't.
Because of that guy you're kissing?
You saw that? No. That turned out to be a mistake, too.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I am actually taking a holiday from dating. And you know me and my holidays.
Well, if you ever need glasses...
Ex-girlfriend discount?
Always. Merry Christmas, Jessica.
Merry Christmas.
He hugs her. Luke sees them in the doorway.
Bye.
Wes crosses paths with Luke outside.
If you're here to try to change your mind, I wouldn't bother.
Luke stares into the shop with a furrowed brow. He slowly walks away just as Jessica turns. She doesn't see him. In his house, Luke sits at the counter with a newspaper. His photo of the children is on the front page with the headline, "On Christmas All Roads Lead to Home." In her home, Jessica reads the paper in pajamas.
And this is my journey to becoming a foster parent. One I've been wanting to take for a very long time.
Mimi.
This story is so good, I want to cry.
Yep.
In fact, everything makes me want to cry.
Come on, Mimi.
Did you call him?
No.
Just call him.
Mimi.
But I had such a good feeling about him.
Look, if it was meant to be, it would have been, right? Now you two get out of here.
Gives her gift.
We said no presents.
We say a lot of things. Merry Christmas.
Call us the second your audition's over.
I will.
They hug.
Merry Christmas, Jess. Mimi, honey, we really gotta hit the road.
Wait, one last thing. Ta-da.
Nice touch.
Merry Christmas, you two.
Merry Christmas.
Love you. Drive safely.
She puts a wreath atop the drum John carries and waves as they leave. A stately white building. Jessica holds her cello backstage, shaking her hand.
Okay, look, you've been doing this forever, right? Is there any way you can play this by yourself? And I promise I will make it worth your while. New strings, new case, you name it.
Other people holding cellos line up with her.
Thank you. Next cellist.
Okay.
Jessica smiles and walks to center stage.
My name is Jessica Winthrop. I've been avoiding this moment for way too long. But it's Christmas, and this is my gift to myself.
We're hoping it's your gift to us as well. Whenever you're ready.
Right.
She sits and places the cello between her legs. She inhales and plays. The Army base, Angie on phone.
You put it on the mantle? Text me a picture. I miss you too, Mom.
Carter on phone.
Merry Christmas, Lugnut!
Merry Messy Jesse.
How are you?
I'm great. I got your card. I want you to know it meant a lot to me.
I'm so proud of you, and I want you to be safe.
Thanks, sis. I am. Hey, this is gonna sound weird, but your card kind of set off a chain of events for me. There's someone I wanted to get to know here, and your card got us talking, so...
I wonder if I could cross a few things off and give it to her.
Absolutely. Who is she?
A private, and it's private. For now. Everything good at home?
You are looking at
the new substitute second chair of the Chicago Heritage Orchestra.
Jess, that's amazing.
When you come back, you'll come see me play, yeah?
I can't wait.
Okay, I love you. Merry Christmas.
Mwah. She blows a kiss and hangs up, smiling. Lila's red classic car's license plate reads, Lugnut.
Is that
It's nice. And it's close by, so if they're walking him, we might see him.
Yeah.
Listen, I want you to have a happy life. But if you don't like them, you tell me and we'll go right home.
Home?
What?
Well, you said home.
Well, he knows what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he does.
Tom moves to get out and Lila grabs his arm.
I can't do this. I won't do this.
She sets her jaw and looks down at Blitzen.
He's found his forever home. With me.
Tim smirks.
I was hoping he would say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get out of here before they see us.
The car pulls out. Primo.
Just call her.
Let it go, Primo. It wasn't meant to be.
All right.
Are you sure? Because it lasted a lot longer than 5 minutes. No, I get it. You're scared. It's okay.
Of what?
Of what if she's the one? You're going to have to stop hiding behind that camera of yours. You spend so much time taking pictures of other people's lives. How about you start living your own? Come on. Let's go.
Luke stares into the distance, brow furrowed. In the group home, the kids make crafts on a messy table. Luke as Santa and Primo come in.
Ho, ho, ho!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Your picture made a story, and the story made people find us.
Really?
I love you, Santa.
Oh. I love you too, buddy.
Ruth.
Merry Christmas, Santa. I want to come over and thank you. I'm Ruth Smith.
Merry Christmas, Ruth. I'm glad you came.
Seeing your photo with all those sweet faces made me realize, what am I waiting for?
Glad to hear that. I know how much it means to these children.
I don't think I've ever had a happier Christmas.
Hey, come and get it! Christmas pizza for everyone!
Oh! Primo serves pizza.
Red and green peppers.
Isn't Miss Kringle with you?
Well, Mrs. Kringle had to go back to the North Pole.
When?
Last night.
But she was here this morning.
She what?
She brought us presents. Flutes. I opened one, but he rewrapped it.
Oh, I walked out. Go on, go get the food.
Okay.
Jessica in bed.
I'll give you the moon, Mary.
I'll take it. Then what?
Well, then you could swallow it. And it'd all dissolve, see? And the moonbeams would shoot out of your fingers and your toes and the ends of your hair. Am I talking too much?
Yes. Why don't you kiss instead of talking her to death?
How's that?
Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
Luke watches the same movie at home.
Want me to kiss her, huh?
Oh, you just wasted on the moon.
He opens a photo album and flips through it, smiling warmly at photos of Christmas trees. He sees one of himself as a child next to a little girl holding a cello. They both hold cupcakes and have frosting on their mouths. Jessica strolls in the Christmas tree lot. She touches the branches of a pine tree.
Merry Christmas. Grand fir. Strong, unique, perfect.
Carter spots Angie outside and jogs to her.
Hey! I got something for you.
He hands her a card with a snowman on it. She smirks and opens it. Inside, Jessica's words are crossed out and he's written his own message.
You redacted your Christmas card.
Got permission from the higher-ups.
Dear Private Dawson, I don't know when we'll see each other again or what the future will bring. But we have today. We'll always have our snowman, even when he melts.
She blinks tears.
Are you trying to make me cry again?
Just the opposite.
I have something for you, too.
My orders.
She hands him a letter that says, Issuing Headquarters, Germany.
What was that word for gingerbread again? Lebkuchenplatzen?
It's close enough.
We might be spending a lot of holidays together.
I think I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Merry Christmas, Angie.
He steps closer.
Merry Christmas, Carter.
They kiss. They smile, then look around nervously. He hands her the paper.
Those are for you.
They walk in opposite directions. Lila opens her door.
Merry Christmas Eve. Hi, Aunt Lila.
Jessica!
Hi.
Oh, what a beautiful tree.
Trees are our thing, right?
They are.
I heard from Carter.
Me too. You got the door?
Yep. And guess what? I think he has a girlfriend.
He told you?
He tells me everything.
We'll set it here, and then you can help me with the yams.
You get the marshmallows?
Of course.
Oh, Blitzen. Welcome to the family, buddy.
I have you to thank.
Me?
You came to the mailbox when I went to get your Christmas card. And that's Tom. He also came to the mailbox.
I am so glad I sent you that card.
I am too.
Tom.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You must be Jessica.
I am.
Such a pleasure to finally meet you.
Thank you.
He hands her and Lila poinsettia. And he kisses Lila's cheek. Christmas. Luke stands alone in the restaurant where people dance. Primo dances with Leslie, then spots Luke.
Excuse me,
of course.
I'm just gonna go check on Luke.
I'll save you a dance.
Gonna be okay? Hey!
Hey!
Buddy, you alright?
Yeah, man. I think I'm gonna take off.
No, no, stay. Stay a little longer.
No, no, no. It's a great party, man. Really, it is. But it is time for this third wheel to roll. Come on, man.
Love you, buddy.
I love you too, Luke.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Good luck.
Jessica, Lila, and Tom at the dinner table.
You cook, I clean. That's our deal.
It's not necessary.
Yeah.
You cooked?
Hey, Mimi, you're on speaker.
Hey, you're not gonna believe it. Jack is playing at Club Tavis tonight.
Oh. That's right. It's a Christmas miracle. Tonight, only at Club Tavis, Jack's in All in Motion. Back together again.
Luke listens to the radio while he drives. Club Tavis. Jack and his group take the stage. Jessica applauds.
Merry Christmas! Hey, look at you beautiful people.
Sorry. Excuse me. I need to get in there.
Too late. You can listen out here.
Oh, no. It's not about the music. You see, I don't even like his music.
You're not supposed to get you in?
No. What if I told you? I think there's a woman in there that I am meant to be with.
That's better. But it's still a no.
Come on, man. It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The bouncer gives Luke a candy cane.
Anyway, I got a lot to be thankful for. My brother and manager, Todd, who's stuck with me through the good times and the not-so-good times. You know what, Todd? Come on here. Come on, man. This guy right here. I would not be here without you, brother.
Yeah, don't I know it.
And my oldest friends, Barry and Tim.
Outside, Luke sneaks past a roadie and carries a cable into the back door.
It began in my basement. We were just dumb kids when we first got up here, and I got off track a little bit, but we found our way back here, right, guys? Okay. But tonight, we're going to play a new song. This goes out to a very special lady named Jessica. I don't know if you're out there, Jessica, but if you are, thank you for the Christmas card.
Jessica's jaw drops and she looks around, then smiles wide. Luke skulks from backstage and looks through the crowd. He spots Jessica and waves to her.
Luke? What are you doing here?
Call it fake.
He gives her a red envelope.
Messages.
She opens the card. The photo of them as children is inside.
boy who licked all the frosting off the cupcakes?
Just the chocolate ones.
Where did you get this?
Took it. It's one of my earlier works. Notice the artistic angle.
Ah, so basically you invented the selfie.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
They look at the stage.
You know, this Jax guy's starting to grow on me.
Oh, so you're a fan now.
No, I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth.
So I went to the ice rink, and I saw you there with a girl, so...
Just a girl trying to get some headshots.
Jessica knows, wrinkling her nose.
I went to your store. Your ex said...
No, I was saying goodbye. And negotiating a discount for glasses.
Can I get in on that?
Do you wear glasses?
No.
Ah.
But I think Mr. Kringle does.
You know what, come to think about it, I think Mrs. Kringle does too.
So? It's Christmas Eve.
Shouldn't we be on a sleigh somewhere?
No. I'm happy right here.
He cups her cheek with his hand and kisses her passionately. Carter sits next to Angie in the mess hall and sets a snowman made of mandarins in front of her. They laugh and hold hands under the table. The kids in Tay group home open presents, instruments from Jessica. In Jax's mansion, the group dances and plays guitars. Jax hands Todd a candy cane and hugs him. In Lila's house, Tom plays the piano for Lila, Jessica, and Luke.
You tell me if you've heard this one. Head ready?
Oh, that's really good.
Lila joins Tom on the bench and snuggles close. Jessica sits with Luke in the window.
In here, I thought I was going to be alone on Christmas.
Me too.
They look out at the bright round moon.
Wow.
Snow falls gently outside.
Should I give you the moon?
I think I like it right where it is.
They lean in and kiss for a long moment, rising up and away into the night sky, the glowing city.